I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Sudan's capital, Khartoum, is an all-out urban battlefield. Sudan's military chief has now directed Sudanese Bank to freeze all accounts connected to the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces. It's been roughly 1 month since RSF went head-to-head with Sudan's military in the ultimate power struggle. Greg Kelly with World Mission.
There's essentially two warring generals who are power-hungry, and they're being asked to negotiate. What happens in every situation is that the people suffer.
World Mission supports audio Bible distribution and relief work in Sudan through local believers.
Pray that God just grips the heart of these leaders so that they would come to reason and come to a place so that their people don't suffer. And we need to pray for those negotiations.
In the Middle East, new followers of Jesus often face rejection from their own families. David with Cry Out Now shares the story of two brothers who were recently forced into hiding after their parents found the older brother's Bible.
And his dad held up this Bible and he said, "Is this Bible yours?" And at this moment, he had the decision to make.
Instead of denying Jesus, he said yes and told his family he'd become a Christian. They began screaming at him, calling him offensive names, and then beat him. Just when he gave up hope, his younger brother, who was also a secret Christian, came home and defended him.
So he ran out the door. His shirt was all torn up, his eyes all puffy from being beaten up. He ran out and he ended up escaping.
After that, the two brothers soon fled in the middle of the night to another country. Join Cry Out Now in prayer for these brothers and other believers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.